And we are live once again on Soccer Shorts with Rafa and Michael. I am Michael.
Miguelito.
I'm sorry, I've adopted a new Spanish name as I've begun to be accepted into by the Spanish people. So Miguelito it is. And hey, it's September 14th, 2022, and we just finished up Champions League round two. Real Madrid get through once again, scrape by, and they're leading the league with 6 points. They beat Leipzig 2-0, Raf. What'd you think?
I think it's, you know, a little bit of the same. I just, you know, a little bit with the same thing that I was saying last week. It's just, you know, I feel very uncomfortable with Madrid playing this way, and that I hate to say this, but I don't think that they deserve to win today.
Why not?
Some people they score more, right? But that's what matters in the game, right?
So what are we missing then? You're looking at the team, right? What are we missing when you're watching these games now?
We're missing football. Because they are playing none. I mean, it was terrible today.
Today was bad. It seemed like
completely, you know, outplayed by that Leipzig, and again, it's not like they're playing against Manchester City like they didn't play against Manchester City last week or the week before. I mean, they haven't really played anyone, you know, of caliber. Mm-hmm. And I don't see, you know, a game where you say, wow, they dominated from beginning to end and that's it. You know, it's just, I haven't seen that.
Yeah, that's a fair point. I think today in general, but especially today, they can be guilty of sort of playing down to their competition almost when the stakes aren't as high like today, right? They rested some players in preparation for the Atletico Madrid game. Cruz didn't play. That would have made a difference. What do you think of Camavinga today? He doesn't really strike me as a guy that can create something on his own too much.
No, I think,
you know, he relies on other players.
He was one of the weakest players, really. But to tell you the truth, I don't even want to put it in Camavinga. I mean,
it was a team effort, right? As far as not putting in
everyone was playing so bad that the coach didn't even know who to take out, because they should have taken the entire team and they say, everybody the hell out of here. We're going to put 10 new players. And Valverde, I think that I would leave him. But even my favorite, which is Modric, you know, he didn't do a thing. Vinicius, yeah. he couldn't go past their defense every time. You know, that nothing that turned out for him today. Everybody, Rodrigo was so bad, and I was so happy when I saw that both of them were playing. And that, but it was a catastrophe. Alaba was bad. I was reading comments about that. Rudiger looking like a 37-year-old, you know, player, and that.
You guys are such drama queens over there in Spain, huh?
Yeah, there's a lot of drama queens in Spain, and there is a lot of realistic ones. I mean, that I know. I mean, that Madrid didn't play well. That's it. And Madrid hasn't been playing that great anyway. But Madrid is somehow, you know, pulling the games. The fact that they didn't get any goals against in the first half. It's just, I don't know what happened. Well, in the first and the second half, I mean, they were constantly attacking. They had possession of the entire field. It was just, a couple of key plays where Madrid just scores. I mean, that they're good at that. That's for sure.
You seem to rely on that for sure. You know, it's there's just no one who can replace Benzema, right? Because when you lose Benzema in the middle, there's none of this game where Rodrigo's going down the flank, Vinicius is going down the flank, and they curl something in for somebody to finish in the middle, because that's what those two guys do best. But today they kind of were forced to just drive to the middle where there's a back five waiting to disrupt everything, and they never really got anything good going at off. I think because of that, mostly.
Yeah, but you know, they lost the middle field. I mean, it's like they were completely run down. I mean, they had no control there, and you had were supposed to be powerful and skilled players, like that Camavinga and Tchouaméni, and that and it made no difference. No difference. Yeah. I mean, they were going in through without, with no problem. And that, they were all the time attacking. It's like, I knew that it was halfway. That's why I was telling you that, before the game, it's like that any German teams are going to be tough. Look at what happened with that, who was it, Dortmund?
They Chelsea. Looked like they could win that game today, Dortmund.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, I mean, that's the thing. I think the teams are good, and Madrid kind of just skated by today and gave sort of a second best effort, and they had those two quality touches that kind of turned the game like that. They'll certainly have to play better at the weekend, and I think they will. The natural rivalry kind of brings it out.
Yeah, I'm afraid what's going to happen this weekend, because this will be the real, the first time that they compete against somebody that is more like at their level, which they haven't so far. And even though Athletic de Madrid is playing bad too, I mean, they look terrible today.
I mean, let's talk about that. Let's talk about some other Champions League action then, because I think we hit most of Madrid, right? Which is they took care of business. Yes, they're in first. Yes, they can do better. They don't have another Champions League match until after
who
the break.
Who was your favorite player? Who was your favorite player
in Madrid? The game today?
Yeah.
I mean, I think you always, in this situation, because of the goal, probably Valverde. I think that no matter what, his work rate always seems to be very good, very high. He's always working for the ball. And Vinicius didn't have the best game as far as creating an actual chance, but I think he labors through the game a lot, trying to run through space and get behind the lines. But I'd probably say Valverde. I think they gave him man of the match.
Yeah.
He
was the only one, that could be saved, in my opinion, today. I mean, it's like from the first moment, I mean, he could not do it all. But in the goal, he did it pretty much all. And he's not a scorer, but he's been doing that, taking on that role, which is great. I mean,
he has
fantastic goals. It's not just like any goals, that they're like beauties,
Yeah, he had a tremendous left-footed goal just last weekend against Mallorca. It was the same thing. He cuts inside and just hits it right into that corner left part of the net. Fantastic.
So he was one that came in and out of the bench. Now he's definitely taking a prime position now in the team.
Starter.
I think that nobody's going to argue that he needs to be in the first squad.
Absolutely.
So last year you could see that he was bright for a time. And then this, his performance took a dive, but so he wasn't very consistent, I guess. And that this year, hopefully, that's not the same thing. But I mean, it's like right now, he's one of the most important players in Real Madrid.
And they'll need that as well, as we go through the year here, because who knows? Other players are bound to get hurt. Other players have to be rested with how tight the schedule is this year. So Valverde, guys like him and Vinicius, who have sort of taken that next step, they can't go back down the ladder at all. They need to stay at that high level because we need them now.
And what happened with Rodrigo? I mean, do you think that, Camavinga, it's the same question. Do you think that they just need to be second squad and that they just produce better when they come in from the bench instead of, starters? I don't know. They have been doing very well in that secondary role, and they coming all pumped up, you know, and I don't know. I mean, Rodrigo has, you know, he has so much skill that it would be a shame to not to use him, and just, you know, and use it only for 30 minutes or less. That to me would be like a waste. But today he didn't look. Maybe he wasn't in the right position for him.
I think that's what it was today. I mean, he definitely hasn't taken the full step up yet, I feel, to like a Vinicius level, like the step that Vinicius took up. He'll get there, and he's shown flashes of it, but I think it was the system today.
Yeah.
They just didn't get anything
and
going.
And they put Asensio at the end, and he scored another beauty. I mean, I feel so bad for him. I feel so bad. I think that they're not being fair with him, to tell you the truth.
He was bemoaned. You know, what was the whole backstory? I hadn't seen it regarding him. Did he do an interview where he was complaining about lack of playing time?
Well, I mean, he wasn't even sure if he wanted to stay with Real Madrid because he wasn't getting opportunities, and and it was less and less.
Finally, he's on the last year of his contract.
And he probably thought that would, you know, it would be a good idea for him to be able to get another team. But he was you know, a top scorer last year in Real Madrid. And
with Asensio, good for him. I like him when he comes on. I love to see it. But he's just not one of the strongest 11 players on the team. It just seems to be how it is at this point. When you say.
Yeah. You see, you cannot have 11 players. You have to have, 20 players. And if you're going to compete, you know, in champions, and you're going to compete, you know, in the Liga, you need to have rotations. And I think that definitely I see more rotations this year.
Yeah.
I think after the catastrophic first half, to see that the second half it started with the same players, you know, and that and nothing was changed again until, I don't know, minute 63 or something like that. That I wrote down. I mean, it's like, really? I mean, are we like trying to be lucky or something? And it's just like, I don't know. And the end, it turned out great, you know, but that is just too risky. And that maybe you could do it with Leipzig, because Madrid got very lucky in the group that they are, really. But Leipzig, I think it was, they lost at home in the first game of the Champions, 4-1 at home.
Against Sheriff, yeah.
And that's what I'm saying about that. Madrid, they cannot be playing this poorly. And I'm not taking, I know that Leipzig is one of those teams that go ups and downs, and they get bigger when they play with bigger teams. It seems like that's the case of many of those teams, And they played a fantastic game today. I mean, they really had control, and they were passing well, and they're making the right decisions all the time. So anyway, Madrid needs to show more consistency and better play in general. That's it.
Have some room to go. Fortunately, they do top the group. They got 2 wins out of 2 games. They're at 6 points. Like you mentioned, Shakhtar.
This group, it was the minimum that they could have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I would expect that the champion, you know, the previous, you know, champions of winner will be beating and winning every game, you know, in this group. I mean, that's the minimum. That's the minimum.
We certainly hope that happens. And hey, either way, they're looking good, right? Shakhtar's got 4 points. Celtic's got 1. Leipzig's got 0.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, no. I mean, it's not the a question of points. It's not a question of goals. I mean, it's somehow they managed to do it. I just, you know, and did you see, what do you think about that penalty in the first half?
You couldn't have argued against it being called.
Against Real Madrid and one, you know, against that Leipzig. I could have gone against Real Madrid in the first half and the other one in the second half. Yeah. You know, against Leipzig. Do you think that the first one was a penalty?
The one on Modric?
No, that was in the second half. I'm talking about the one
Which one?
What was his name? That Ngongo. The French player from Leipzig. I think it was, who was it? Carvajal, I think that, or.
Oh, yes, I did see that as well. To be honest, I think both of those could have been called fouls. You know, it's like if you watched it and they awarded it, you can't argue against it. They got lucky, I think, in both situations. And one other penalty that I thought about is that makes three that weren't called over the course of this week. We can talk about any other games that we liked. And one that comes to mind is the Bayern-Barcelona game. Barcelona had a decent shot for a penalty in the first half. What do you think of that game? Barca had it. They had a chance for sure.
Barcelona played so well. I hate to ever say that, but they play well. But, you know, and it was like the opposite of Real Madrid. They play well and they lost.
And they played on the front foot, though, in that first half. They played on the front foot, and it was exciting to watch.
Right. And that's what you want from the game. You know, I mean, you don't want, I'm not pro, you know, too much into excitement of, oh my God, they're going to lose. And that's how it is with Real Madrid all the time. It doesn't matter if they're playing with Celta, the Mallorca, or the Celtic. I mean, look at the Celtic game. I mean, they were, you know, all over Real Madrid in the first half. And they could score three times. It's like, and Real Madrid at the end, 3-1. And you see the score, and you say, wow, Madrid just, overpowered these guys. You know, No, it wasn't like that. And the same thing happened today, 2-0. Then, you know, if you just look at the score, I mean, it gives you a complete false sense of reality. It's just whatever. It was very weird. It was a very weird, not just Madrid, but all of the team. I mean, the fact that I was looking at the results and, you know, I saw most of the goals, but I couldn't see all the games. But Manchester City, you know, I mean, they won at the end. They were losing.
On an amazing goal by Erling Haaland.
Or twice, and that's it. I mean, you know, they were down. Chelsea tied. What was the other one? Juventus lost at home.
They lost
1-2. Ika, and that I don't know what's happening with Chelsea. I mean, Chelsea is like that's the new coach is there now, and this is the first game that they play with them, and it's like, you know. It's so weird. What's that? Sevilla. Sevilla is probably, I don't know if they're going to have a coach tomorrow. It was horrible. He was horrible. And they're playing with, it's supposed to be the most, you know, easier team in their group. And they couldn't even score against them. And they were lucky that they got a point out of that. They tied 0-0. I mean, it's just like weird. Napoli is the one that, you know, they I think that they won the first one by 4-1, and then that announced they won against Rangers 0-3, and you know, and so I don't know. It's not getting it's not very straightforward with the big teams winning so easily anymore, and Liverpool. Liverpool, what is it? But they were lucky.
They got lucky
for sure against Ajax to get the full 3 points.
Right. What I'm saying is like that it's supposed to be all powerful British teams, you know, and they are, you know, they bleed like any other humans, right? Mm-hmm.
Can't you say that about Real Madrid?
What's that?
Can't you say that about Real Madrid too? They're not going to be perfect every time.
But you know, they're never perfect. That's the problem. It's like that. I haven't seen a game where they consistently play well, and that's what worries me. I mean, it's that okay, this is not a problem of two bad games. This is the problem of you know, one game after the other where they just win.
But they won. They won all the games.
Yeah, they win. They win. They have won. I think they won every the last eight. Well, all of the games in they have played this season.
Yeah.
I was listening to some of the stats. They have they scored 16-0 in the second half. You know, in this year, all the play, all the games that they played, they have scored their, you know, their opposition 16-0 in the second half. Because the first half, it's a completely different story. I don't remember the statistics for the first half, but it's that we cannot be waiting until the second half or the last 3 minutes of you know, Manchester City or PSG or Celta or you know, or Celtic or Mallorca or today. I mean, it's like that. Really? I mean, are we counting on the fact that they're not going to score? Because they have the chances, and it's just the weird thing is that they didn't score. But yeah. So I mean, I don't know. I guess I expect more from Real Madrid. You cannot tell, but I'm
the man happy. Has high standards.
I wonder if it's a disservice to Real Madrid to win this way and kind of like a stretch this, you know, this behavior instead of saying, you know what, they should have lost 8-0 and that would be some kind of like a, you know, something that they had to do something about it. Mm-hmm. Right now, you know, I don't know. Anyway, we'll see what happens with the Atletico de Madrid. And again, I don't consider Atletico de Madrid a great opponent because Atletico de Madrid has been playing so bad, so bad. And so, yeah. But it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough because, you know, that's the derby. That's the two teams of the same city playing against each other, and that's just as bad as playing against Barcelona. That's our top priority games.
Certainly. Big game this weekend as we move on from the Champions League after two rounds. The derby is this weekend. It'll be on Sunday. I believe it's a 2:00 start Central Standard Time here in America. So how are you feeling going into it? I mean, we just heard what you think of the team right now, but I guess let's then talk about this. We're going into the game here. Who do you start? Who is your starting 11? Now, take in mind Militao and Benzema. They said they could play. I don't know. I'd be surprised if either of them plays.
Other than that, though,
who do you got going in there? Who's gonna be your 11?
I still think that it's going to be, you know, Toni Kroos and Modric. That's all. Camavinga is going to be in the bench, and Tchouaméni is going to probably.
Yeah.
Tchouaméni is going to start. That's going to be the midfield, you know. And then
the back four set, right?
Have three players in the front. Because that is what changed a little bit the game today. The fact that, you know, they had just two guys in the front and they were unable to do anything, that they create any opportunities. And so, what they did is, you know, put somebody else in the front and change the position. And that helped a lot. When you have three and four, I think that when they, you know, they changed that the design of the team. And I think that it was without Benzema, I think it was a lot more proficient. That's why I think that was one of the things that, you know, they were able to afford to score the twice. And that and maybe they need to give Asensio another opportunity.
No way. I say the up front for me is easy. I mean, I think it's Valverde, Rodrigo, and Vinny Jr. It's going to be who starts. I feel like it's almost certain.
You can do that.
I think I like that.
Verde definitely needs to be there. But that I just don't know if Rodrigo is starting like it today in the, you know, in the middle. They didn't do anything. It seems like he was completely out of place all the time. I don't know if you want to repeat the same problem. I don't know.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I would think they would play better with Cruz back there playing as well, but. I don't think I would be super upset if Rodrigo got replaced by Asensio, even Hazard.
Oh, Hazard, that's the one that I think that is already gone back to the back of the line.
No, we were just at the front.
You keep defending him. I don't know what that.
He doesn't get the consistent minutes. He doesn't get the opportunity. He gets like 30 minutes here, 60 minutes there, and it's
I'd rather have Asensio than Hazard.
I would.
Yeah. Well, I mean that you say tomatoes, I say tomatoes. But that the last game with the Hazard, it was. He was sad. I mean, he didn't do a thing. He didn't participate. He couldn't dribble anyone. He couldn't get, you know, away. He has no ideas. He's afraid of taking control of the ball. I mean, it's like that. I'm sorry. I just think that he played a game that I say, okay, well, you start seeing details of the old Hazard, you know, and that and then they put him again as it started the next game, and he looked like, oh my god, here we go
again. You're right, he did not play as well, and that's unfortunately the story of his career in Madrid, right?
Yeah. I just think that against Atletico de Madrid, it's just too risky.
How are you feeling about it going into this game? I think they win like 3-1. I really do. I think they're just going to overpower them. I think they're going to be too much.
Really? I think it's going to be 2-1 Real Madrid.
I could see a tie for sure.
Yeah. Happening. I think it's going to be closer than you think. But I think that Madrid may be able to pull Atletico, because I think that Atletico de Madrid is not playing well. But, you know, I mean,
they have the ugliest football, don't they? It's just ugly.
What's that?
Football. It's ugly football. It's even less fun to watch than Real Madrid, you know?
That is a pretty low bar that you put
there. True.
You know what? Atletico de Madrid always, is famous for, you know, not having a very pretty. I don't mind that. I just, you know, I don't mind about, I just want people running, and I want people, you know, making an effort. And today, it's like they lost. Everybody looked lost in Madrid. I personally think that maybe have a lot of to do with the decisions of the coach, how he distributed the players.
Yeah.
And, you know, more than the players themselves. Because of Rodrigo, I love how he plays, and he did. Well, to me, he was one of the best players last Sunday. Okay, uh-huh. And how can he change so much from one game to the other? I mean, it's the same player, right? And this where he was positioned in the field, you know,
it matters.
it matters. So I would blame more the coach than the players.
And, yeah, I agree. It'll be interesting to see if Ceballos might kind of leapfrog Camavinga in any way in the midfield, because he's getting time and he's got a, you know, he hasn't been extraordinary thus far.
Well, no, I know. You see some brilliant things and then, you know, but he also, I mean, he came in at what, minute 82 or 83? I mean, what kind of guy do this? You know,
it's nothing. And,
but what the only thing is that I think that they need physical players with Atletico de Madrid.
Fair.
So maybe Ceballos is not the best bet.
He's a twig.
Well, yeah, but he is very talented. I know you don't like him very much. That's another one of the players that I would definitely have Ceballos before I have Hazard.
Wow. So those are fighting words.
Do that for me, he went all the way to the back.
Yeah.
And so anyway, I still think that it's going to be a tight game, but they might win. They might win next. And if they do, I'm going to have to shut up for a while and don't be so critical of Real Madrid.
This is it. This is the moment.
But I do it with a lot of love. You know, I do it with a lot of love. I just hope that they win, and that because, you know, Barcelona is coming pushing so hard, and they're going to get nothing but better as the season progresses. It's if you know, they had these missteps, it's because they have so many new players.
But I think, you know what, their thing for me is they are close to being on like near Madrid's level because their attack is insanely good. But that back four is going to be the death of them. To have Marcos Alonso, the former Chelsea guy, and then Christensen, the former Chelsea guy, two guys starting in your back four against Bayern Munich, give me a break. Those guys are not at the skill level needed.
Yeah.
To play for Barcelona. And I think that could be their downfall at the end of the day. Maybe their offense can overcome it, though. It's that good.
Yeah. But that, you know, but they are very good at controlling the game, you know, and the ball and the pace. So, you know, they just got to be careful and don't get, you know, any goals against. But they're going to be, you know, this completely new team. It's a completely new team. And I think that Marco Alonso, I don't know why they got him. He's pissing off Alba, which is, you know, they're trying to get rid of him, or they were trying to get rid of him. He's just such a mess. It's going to create problems and it's okay. For what? Do you really think that guy is better than Alba? I don't think so.
It's a toxic work environment over there in Barcelona.
You know what? More messes that they have over there, they have here in Mexico. So let them fight with each other.
We should have ended on a good note, Raf. Now you're all worked up over Barca.
All right. So, I think that we covered a lot of the stuff that we wanted to cover today, right?